This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Susan Stamberg. As the battle for Baghdad continues, so does the struggle for the hearts and minds of Iraqis and their Arab neighbors. Television viewers in the Arab world have been exposed to a stream of pictures of Iraqi civilians killed or wounded by American and British troops. We will speak soon to NPR's Michael Sullivan in Cairo. But first, NPR's Jackie Northam is in the capital of Jordan, Amman. Jackie, are TV viewers there seeing the same images that we're seeing in this country, that statue of Saddam being torn down, cheering crowds in the streets?
They certainly are. They've been, Jordanians have been really following the course of this war very, very closely, right from the time the first bomb dropped. And that's primarily on the Arabic language networks, as you were saying. Today was no difference. All the TVs were turned on in all the cafes around the hotel where I'm staying right now, and people were watching very, very closely. As you said, you know, the statue of Saddam coming down, how Iraqis were reacting to that, and also just, you know, watching American troops right in the heart of Baghdad.
Mm-hmm. But there's been such angry opposition where you are in Amman to this war. Is there any chance that these images now that are coming across of these jubilant Iraqis back there in Baghdad could change the temperament?
It's very difficult to say. I mean, this is certainly the initial phase of, you know, the victory in Baghdad, certainly. And from the several Jordanians that I spoke with, there's been a real mixed reaction. As you were saying, people were very, very angry about this war. And today when, you know, when it stopped, when the Marines were downtown Baghdad, there's a certain happiness because it meant to a lot of Jordanians here that there, so innocent civilians were not going to be killed anymore. People were very upset with, you said, you know, watching all the pictures of the dead and dying on the Arabic language newspapers. But at the same time, there's a real uncertainty about the future in Iraq. And a lot of that goes into how long the Americans will stay there and really what sort of role they'll take in the future government. So, as I said, there is a real mixed response here so far.
Mm-hmm. And what, any shift in popular opinion? Anything you're picking up?
It's really too early to tell. One would have to say, you know, I wouldn't want to speculate, but the anger among Jordanians to this war has been so severe and so ingrained that it might take more than just seeing happy Iraqis, certainly in the first stages, to try and change that.
Yeah.
You know, the Jordanians really have a great affinity with their Iraqi kinship, and they've been outraged at that, and it's come out in very many subtle ways here in Jordan, especially in the capital, Amman. You know, as a Westerner, you walk down the street and they berate you. They don't want to use American products here. There's a lot of little subtle things like that going on, and it certainly is a real strong signal of their anger.
Now, in other news, a U.S. official was injured slightly in Amman this morning. He was shot by a gunman last evening. Can you tell us more about that?
That's right. And you have to remember that Amman is really not a violent place. So any time there's a crime like this, it sends, you know, sort of shockwaves through the community. And this time it was with an American official. We've got it on very good authority that it was a military official as well. It wasn't somebody that was with the embassy or that, but it was certainly somebody that looked, you know, like somebody in the military. And he was shot. And this is, you know, this a few months ago, there was a fellow with USAID that was shot. And it sent really strong reverberations through the community. So, you know, is this just a one-off or event, or is it a sign of something bigger here?
Sure. Thank you very much, NPR's Jackie Northam in Amman, the capital of Jordan.